With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. 33 bison were transferred from Yellowstone National Park to the Assiniboine and Sioux tribes of the Fort Peck Indian Reservation Monday. It marked the first transfer of female bison to the tribes through the current quarantine program to make sure the animals are disease-free. YPR had incorrectly stated in a previous version of this story that it was the first direct transfer of female bison from the park to the tribes. The bison were actually held in quarantine at a U.S. Department of Agriculture facility near Gardner, Montana, and then moved to the Stevens Creek Capture Facility in Yellowstone National Park before being sent to the tribes. Wildlife managers early Monday morning loaded up 14 females and their calves, along with 5 bulls, into a trailer at the Stevens Creek Capture Facility in Yellowstone. Robbie Magnin, the fish and game manager for the Assiniboine and Sioux tribes, followed the semi-truck as it hauled the bison nearly 500 miles to the Fort Peck Indian Reservation.
I'm feeling really great. We've always wanted to get females.
He called it an exceptional bonus because some of the females are pregnant, so the tribes get more calves in the spring. Magnin said the new arrivals will spend the next year in the tribe's $500,000 quarantine facility and be tested regularly for brucellosis, a bacterial disease that can cause pregnant bison, cattle, and elk to abort their fetuses. He said the bison will then be sent to a tribe or federal agency trying to boost its conservation herd. Shammy Anderson, the senior representative for Defenders of Wildlife, says the National Conservation Organization has been working for years with tribal and federal agencies to support bison recovery on the Great Plains.
Yellowstone bison are highly valued and prized for their genetics. They were some of the original descendants of the last wild herds after the mass slaughters in the mid-1800s.
Defenders of Wildlife paid several thousand dollars to cover the transportation costs of bison from Yellowstone to Fort Peck on Monday.
This is one small way we can help contribute to the cause and help fill gaps where funding is needed.
Nearly 5,000 bison live in Yellowstone National Park. Over half of them test positive for brucellosis, which makes many ranchers nervous. There hasn't been a confirmed case of bison spreading brucellosis to cattle, but wildlife officials say this is in large part due to management, hazing bison out of areas where cattle graze, and keeping the herd size from getting too large. The Interagency Bison Management Team earlier this month set goals of hunting 200 to 300 bison that migrate out of the park this winter and capturing another 400 to 600 to be shipped to slaughter. A park biologist said the quarantine program has space for 110 bison. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.